I'm joined now by Coach Alora Sharp, head coach for the Lady Busters. And Coach, coming off the big win the other night over Coffeyville, 68-45, I thought your gals did an outstanding job. Everybody, all the way up and down the lineup, scored in this ball game. Yeah, it might have been a little bit tight at the start, but yet they really were able to build a nice lead and move out and carry that out to a great victory for you, a 23-point win.
I thought we came out, we did what we needed to do. We had just a little bit of a slow start, a little bit back on our heels to start the game. And I thought once we adjusted, we started being more aggressive against their 2-3 zone defense. We got some easy baskets. We got some runouts by playing good defense, rebounding the ball. We were able to kind of break it away a little bit before halftime. We came back out. We got a great start to the second half, pulled away again, and kind of iced for the victory.
Certainly did. And, of course, Tamara Jones with another double-double, 22 points, 13 boards, but also 16 points out of Talia Pope. And she really kept us in it early on, doing a great job. 10 points in that first half, and then you got 10 points out of Denny Jacobs. Most of that coming in the second half, but, again, everybody else contributing. Allegria Chisholm, 8 points. We've talked about this, and you mentioned this in the post-game interview. Boy, does she have a clinical, very pretty jump shot. I just love it every time she drives inside the lane. That elevation, she gets above everybody.
I totally agree. It's a great move for her, and she's really solid at finishing it. I know that every time she makes the move, I feel good when the ball leaves her hand, that there's a great chance that it's going to go in the basket. You know, Talia Pope was so big in the first half, really kept us alive offensively, did a nice job of, you know, they paid a lot of attention to Tamara Jones. She found the holes in their zone as well. Was able to get to the free throw line and get some easy baskets.
Well, you finished season undefeated at home, 15-0 at home in all the home games at Permanent Athletic Complex. It's kind of a quandary to figure out why you dropped in the rankings from number 12 to number 13. Thought you'd at least be back in maybe the top 10 after this big win over an East team that's had a lot of good history behind them, but you dropped to number 13. But that really doesn't matter. You got to take on Cali County now in the semifinals here, and of course, taking a look at this team. And this team, very athletic. They've not necessarily as big maybe as the team that you just faced with Coffeyville, but they have some size, but they certainly have a lot of good shooters and a lot of good three-point shooters as well.
They do have a lot of good shooters. They're actually the second-best team in our region as far as shooting the three-pointer. We've got to make sure that we do a really good job and keep the basketball in front of us. They're post players. You know, Brittany Bush, she runs around like a guard. She is extremely athletic. She sprints the floor hard, as well as Montia Johnson. She's a really physical post player. We've got to give those two girls attention and do a good job keeping them off the glass. Gonis and Honus, they're both really good at shooting the three. We've got to make sure we know where they are. We cannot let Gonis get going. She has the ability for really big games.
Yeah, she really does, because she's got to be one of the best in the region with 38%. And, I mean, she shot the ball a ton. I mean, so many shots at the three-point shot there. So 38% for her, 36 for Honus, young lady out of Medicine Lodge, Kansas, but also 34 for Dunkley, and she's thrown it up quite a few times as well. And Walker, you talked about, 31% for her. But it's Montia Johnson, 12 points a game, the 6'1 sophomore out of Springfield, Missouri. You talked about her being athletic. But yet we were able to handle that kind of athleticism the other night against Coffeyville.
We were, but it's a little bit different. We will have to man Cali. You know, it's a little bit different handling athleticism when you can sit back into a zone and really gap and put a lot of people around the dribble. We'll have to play really solid in our one-on-one defense. There'll be a lot of one-on-one matchups. We will have to lock on to some of their shooters. So it's really going to be about sitting down and guarding, competing, keeping the basketball in front, making sure every shot is contested, and we get five bodies on five bodies to rebound.
You know, Coach, we talked a little bit about this the other night on the post-game show, too, as well, about your team playing hard for 40 minutes. And I guess in my estimation, it looked like that certainly did happen the other night against Coffeyville. Certainly got to make that happen today and on into tomorrow as well. Might have been a lapse here or there, but for the most part, their focus and intensity was absolutely great.
And we've got to bring that tonight. We've got to bring it at a high level, at a new level that you haven't seen from our team. We know we have more in us. We know we have more left. We've got to give the best mental effort, the best best intense effort, the best physical effort that we've given yet this season. We've got to come out and play hard. We've got to play extremely smart on the offensive end. Shot selection is really, really key. When you take bad shots, it's almost like turning the ball over. Your transition defense isn't set. You have the wrong people in the wrong places. But when you execute your offense and you take a good shot, that's a rhythm shot, you're in position for your people that are supposed to get back on defense to get back. Your people that are supposed to crash the offensive board are right there to crash the offensive glass. So that is such a huge importance tonight, that we have the right people taking the right shots. We put a lot of pressure on their zone defense on the interior and get the ball inside the lane and score. But we've got to bring it for 40 minutes tonight, really looking for us to come out, play extremely hard and extremely smart.